Morning, everyone. It's hard to believe it's already November 1st. I hope you've had a good fall, and perhaps some of you were able to make it to the Thirst Conference this past weekend in Bismarck. It was a wonderful event attended by a lot of people, wonderful speakers. There was a friend of mine that was in town, high school classmate of mine that was in town in Bismarck. She lives in Minneapolis now, but she came and spoke to my class, two of my classes on Thursday, about her life as a mother, as a wife, the many joys and struggles that come with raising a family. And she reminded me of a moment that we shared together 12 years ago. 12 years ago, her and I were sitting next to each other in St. Peter's Square in Rome, and we were in the presence of then Pope John Paul II. And at that time, it was less than a year before he would pass away. It would be the last time that he would celebrate Rome's great feast of Saints Peter and Paul in a city where he had lived for nearly 27 years as Pope. And she reminded me that St. John Paul II could hardly move. He could barely speak. There was drool coming from the side of his mouth because of the Parkinson's that had ravished his body. But yet, as a young man, he was able to do so much. He was a tremendous athlete, a man of enormous intellect, traveled the world nearly a million miles, preaching and spreading the gospel. And now that man is among the saints that the church honors today on this wonderful feast of All Saints' Day. It can be easy when we have a feast like this to kind of think that saints are so far removed from us that they really are untouchable. That while they have many qualities that we should emulate, their patience, their perseverance, whatever it may be, that all the saints too shared in the same, many of the same struggles that you and I have today. The key difference is this. The key difference between us who are striving to be saints and the company of saints in heaven right now is simply this. It's their resolve and their perseverance and their unwillingness to give in to the frustrations that may come from falling time and time again into this or that sin. And so on this wonderful feast of All Saints, let us pray for the gift of perseverance. Perseverance that we, like the saints, may become not more complicated in our everyday life, but more singularly focused on the one thing that is important, and that is loving God with all our mind, our heart, and our soul.